welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 546. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Petite League from Brooklyn, New York. The song is called St. Michael. It's on the band's album Joyrider that they put out themselves on January 8th of this year. You can pick that one up digitally at Name Your Own Price, or there's a cassette version out there as well. A friend suggested I pick up that album. Actually, suggested I pick up one of their earlier albums, but I went straight for the new stuff. I like the new stuff, so I'll keep working my way back. So I'm sure you'll hear that band on the podcast again. I've got lots of music this week. It's going to get a little louder later, but we're going to ease into it here with, well, not quite Guided by Voices. This is Cub Scout Bowling Pins, the song Heaven Beats Iowa.
In the real world, you hate it, but the real world don't feel. that her heart. But the lines grow as skewed, like the core of any argument. And tonight the silent hostess is decay. Though he knows where she is, she knows exactly where he is. The separation hangs like suicide. But be sure that there's an answer coming one of these nights. Just take a deep breath and close your eyes for a while. Let the soft spring breeze take your temperature down while you stretch your broken body out. Let the silence is a mercy, keep a song in your ear. Keep your promise about pity, 60 minutes of tears. So you don't lose hope or lose an hour of sleep every night just in case you call. Tonight a woman reflects on her decisions and comforts. And if she knows how far halfway is after all. She won't turn off the lights, and she waits until morning. How long until the answers make their demands? And demand they will. And in her soul she knows this. She knows we all have to testify sometimes. It's some under white highlights to all sorts of crimes. So just to prove that the truth was in them all this time. But be sure that there's an answer coming one of these nights. Just take a deep breath and close your eyes for a while. And let the soft spring breeze take your temperature down while you stretch your broken body out. Let the silence is a mercy, keep a song in your ear. Keep your promise about pity, 60 minutes of tears. So you don't lose hope or lose an hour of sleep every night just in case you call.
To Too Much Rock Podcast number 546. Interesting set there. It kind of had a theme, though I didn't really plan it that way. But now that I listen through it, well, it's bands that aren't the band that I think they are. Maybe you knew better. Let's figure that out. We started that set off with Cub Scout Bowling Pins. The song is called Heaven Beats Iowa, and it's the title track of a six-song EP that came out January 22nd of this year on Rockathon Records. That is the latest project of Robert Pollard. Why it's not Guided by Voices, I don't know. I mean, the Marky Smith quote that was like, even if it's your granny on bongos and me, it's the fall. I kind of feel that way about Guided by Voices. Whatever Robert Pollard does, no matter what style it is and no matter who he does it with, it can all be Guided by Voices. But this one's not. It's Cub Scout Bowling Pins. It's a cute little EP. I like that track the best. It's the only one with the organ, and I like that organ quite a bit. After that, we heard from Gladdy with the song Got Nothing For Ya. That's on a three-song digital-only EP called Ride Nerve that the band put out December of last year. You can pick that one up on Bandcamp. That is the project of Augusta from Cayetana, her new band. I didn't realize that actually existed until someone tipped me off on that a few weeks ago. And now I've got to go back and figure out everything they've done since Cayetana broke up or went on infant hiatus. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, and then we ended that set there with This Charming Man, the song Cut the Rope Before It Hangs Us Both. That was on an EP called Every Little Secret that came out in 2005, though it's been expanded with a couple of demos and re-released in 2011 by Vinyl Collective Records, and that's the version that I picked up there. That is essentially the Gaslight Anthem with a different guitar player, and after that guitar player left, a band name change, and then, you know, everything happen. So it is very much Gaslight Anthem, kind of like some early demos or definitely an early EP of that band, but it's not. It's this charming man. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More music for you here. We're going to get a little punk rock, but we're going to ease you into it here. This is a track by the band Raped.
We got
Oh, I feel like he just came out of the mosh pit all bruised and happy. That is Control Top from Philadelphia, PA. The song is called Office Rage, and it's on the album Covert Contracts, which came out April 5th of 2019 on Get Better Records. I don't know much about the band or even why I picked that one up. It happened a month ago or so, but it had been on my Bandcamp wish list for a year, and so I just pulled the trigger on that one, and boy, what a rager. Before that, we heard from Surfboard with the song Dicks. That's on the EP You Don't Exist, a four-song EP that came out May of 2019 as well on Modern Sky USA Records, that band out of New York, New York. I think there's something more recent from them, just digital-only stuff. I think that's the last physical item. And again, something that was just on my Bandcamp list for a long time. And then, you know, one of those Fridays roll around and you start clicking buy, 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 buy. And again, you figure, hey, if you picked it once, now's a good time to get that. And boy, I needed that. And then we started that set off there with the band Raped with the song Cheap Night Out. That was originally a 1978 single, though it has been collected on the Complete Recordings album released by Get Back in 1998. Band based out of London there, who later became Cuddly Toys, I think. Cuddly Puppies, something very cute and nice. And I'm looking for that those releases as well, because I think I like those even better. Most of it is kind of straight-up 77 punk rock. That track there kind of showed the direction they were going to move to, and I like that direction a little better. There's a little bit of power pop, and there's a lot of things in there that I like. So anyway, the band Raped. Let's see. Oh, I guess I'm out of time here. I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 546. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. One last track for you here. It's by Iron Maiden, and I'm going to play Number of the Beast from the album of the same name, originally a 1982 release. My version is a 1995 repress that has a couple of bonus tracks on it. I went looking for this song the other day and realized I didn't have it anymore, and I'd purchased this many years ago and many times in various formats, but you know, those are the rules of the podcast. If I buy something, it's going to end up in my library, and if it's going to end up in my library, it's going to end up on the podcast. So we're going back, picking up Iron Maiden here. This is a wonderful track. It really is. This is Number of the Beast. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams, were they reflections of my woman staring back at me?